the Beyond on Wolf Spirit Radio. Be prepared to leave your belief systems behind as we go beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond, 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 beyond. Greetings and welcome to this week's Ever Beyond episode. Tonight I have a very special guest, but before that, I just want to apologize for the outage. It's like everything electronic in this house went poof. Both computers crashed, the Skype one and this one, the router crashed, and I had to reboot everything. Do sorry about the little gap in transmission there, but we're back. And we're back with not with vengeance, with love and intelligence and wisdom. Because tonight I have the most amazing numerologist I've ever met. I've met one or two, and most of them are incomprehensible. They don't speak your language, but Gary speaks to your heart, he speaks to your soul. He's I can't say any other word than awesome. So without any further ado, may I reintroduce to you Gary, the numbers guy.
Thank you very much for that kind of very kind.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. There we go. Looks like Skype is just going to crash on me. Let's try if I say no to that. Is it going to stop? No. I might have to leave it in debug mode for some reason. Skype has just decided to do...
Are you there?
Have you lost me?
No, I still hear you.
All right, sorry about that. But Skype has just sort of half crashed and it's in the debug mode. So I don't know whether it's going to dump me or whether I have to reboot it or what. But we'll be able to cope with it. I'm sure if you get dropped, we'll get you back immediately. So Gary, without any further ado, good evening.
How you been?
I've been very, very good and very, very bad.
Just having a tough day, huh?
Well, it's just been weird. It's like incredibly extreme in its expression. I normally, like I was just about to say, I normally live a very kind of placid, sort of very quiet life, but things have gotten very exciting recently, both on the inner planes and on the outer planes. And I play in a band, and we played a really good gig last night, but it's a lot of hard work, moving PA equipment and stuff like that.
I thought we would get this started this time, since last time we talked a lot about numerology. I thought this time we'd talk a little bit about astrology, but not the astrology they talk about in the Western or, Europe, the Aquarius, Pisces. I want to talk a little bit about Chinese astrology and how it's playing effect. We can go anywhere, but let's go with the Middle East.
Yeah,
because the Middle East has been very, very interesting the last couple of years. So what I want to do is I want to give basically a brief summary of Chinese astrology. There's signs that are compatible with each other. There's signs that are not compatible with each other, kind of like the yin-yang.
Yeah. Gary, example. Can I just ask you, is Chinese astrology based on the cycle of Jupiter?
No.
It's not?
No.
Interesting. Because it does match, doesn't it?
What I'm going to tell you about Chinese astrology is, in Western astrology, it deals with the planets and how the planets deal with a person's energy vibration. In Chinese astrology, in Indian astrology, deals with the stars and how the stars impact a person's vibrational energy. Chinese astrology, the only astrology, deals this planet and this planet itself. The energies come from this planet. That's why I believe it's the most accurate form of astrology. Now, having said that, numerology supersedes any form of astrology. But going back to the astrology angle, what I want to show people is exactly how, not just how people are born with certain dates, but things are too. Before I do that, I need to give a brief summary of Chinese astrology and basically how it works. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to go through the 12 signs, and I'm going to say what the opposite signs are, and just so people have a general idea. If you're a rat, and that's basically someone born 1960, 72, 1984, your opposite sign is horse. If you're an ox, your opposite sign is sheep. If you're a tiger, your opposite sign is monkey. If you're a cat, some people call it a rabbit, but it's actually a cat, your opposite sign is rooster. If you're a dragon, your opposite sign is dog. If you're a snake, your opposite sign is pig. And that's basically the 12 signs and their opposites. So now having said that, I'm going to show you exactly how this works. Let me give you my favorite example, Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein was born in 1937, which means he was born in the year of the ox. Now, every time it was a sheep year, the opposite of ox, he had a hard time in life. Let me give you an example. 1979, Iran-Iraq War. 12 years later, 1979 is a sheep year. 12 years later, 1991, another sheep year, first Gulf War. Flash forward 12 years, 2003, another sheep year, Saddam gets arrested after his country gets invaded. So I'm trying to show you there's a pattern. That's not just with people. It's with things, too. And having said that, I want to talk about the Middle East now. Now, one of the regimes that got taken out last year was Gaddafi in Libya, correct?
Yep, indeed.
Okay. Now, Gaddafi came to power in 1969. 1969 is the year of the rooster. Okay?
So,
go ahead.
Well, I'm getting you about the sheep. Your signal is a bit cutting out, but I'm doing my best to kind of improve it. But so interesting. So basically what you're saying is that in the year with it, which is opposite you.
I'm about to give you the examples. Watch that.
Okay, but it gives you a hard time.
Oh, of course. Yeah. In 1969, you had the regime that Libya took over under Gaddafi was still in power. It got removed in 2011. 2011 is the year of the cat. The regime started in the rooster year. Again, opposite sign removed. Again, 1981 in Egypt, Mubarak got instilled in power. In 2011, he gets brought down. 1981, just like 1969 is a rooster year, he gets brought down in 2011. Again, opposite signs. Now, to bring a little numerology angle into this, Mubarak was brought down on the 11th. Mubarak was born 5-4-1928, added to 29, 29 is 11. And Gaddafi was born 6-7-1942, 6-7-1942, added to 29, 29 is 11. So what you have there is 2-11 life paths who were removed in their opposite years. Now, the big target is Syria, correct?
Yes, it is. And who's running Syria?
And Syria is run by Assad. The Assad regime took over in 1970. That's when they took over the regime change. Since then, Assad's family has been there, father and son. Now, the interesting thing about Assad's father was he was an 11 life path, just like Gaddafi and Mubarak. And our friend, President Assad, right now, is born on exactly 9-11. Born on 11 and 9-11. Things are not going to end very well for him. Also, the regime was started in 1970. That is the year of the dog. 2012 is the year of the dragon. Opposite sign again. Regime, it doesn't matter. My example is it doesn't matter if you were born or if you were started, like a company or a regime. When you're born, you have a certain signature, and you're going to have good times, you're going to have bad times. Life ain't fair, it's just the way it is.
So, I've just posted a Chinese wheel in the chat room so people can refer to it. You still there, Gary?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. So what you're saying is that when you're when you know, if you're a country, even the date on which you're inaugurated, it can be regarded exactly like a birthday. And so that you can work on that. So
it's exactly what I'm trying to say. And to give you another example, what's a country that was just started? South Sudan. South Sudan was just started, and I believe South Sudan was started on July 11, 2011. Right. That's when it became an official country. Why would you ever want to start a country on the 11th? Is beyond me. That's got to be the most ludicrous thing, or the 29th.
Okay, so this comes back to other things that you've spoken about, is that, you know, there are days when you inaugurate something, and if you do it on an 11-day, then it's born to fail, isn't it? You were talking UN? No, I can't remember what it was.
Not everything you do on the 11th is bad. Like, for instance, for most people, depending on their birthday, getting married on the 11th could be the best thing in the world. That deals with emotional energy, and love is emotional energy. Now, when you're starting a country, you don't need to deal with emotional energy and deal with basically logic. And you don't start thinking logically if you're born on the 11th, usually. So what we have there is for instance, it's just a very, very volatile energy vibration to be born on. And unless you play your cards exactly correct, it's just going to be a disaster waiting to happen.
Right, okay. So that bodes ill, because you told me that both me and my son were 11s.
Well, what it basically means as a person is you're an old soul, and you basically have a need to change things around you in a spiritual nature. Now, when a company is born on the 11th, you know, that's a very tough thing, unless the company is dealing with spirituality or something like that. But for instance, financially, I just don't think the number 11 is a very, very, you know, good thing there, because the number 11 deals with spiritual matters, not financial matters. And when you start things on 11, you're basically tapping into the wrong energy. Does that make sense to you?
Right. That's a kind of a non-conducive energy. Yes.
The Wall Street crash on 10/29/1929 happened on the 29th, 2/9/11.
Right.
America Online and Time Warner merged on January 11th, I believe it was 2001. That's been called the worst merger in the history of the world, and it happened on the 11th. Oh, good going there, guys. I mean, they could have signed it on the 12th. They could have signed it on the 10th. Something, you know, it would have been that bad, but they signed on 11th. That's what happened. You know, there's positive numbers to work on, and there's also very negative numbers. I'll give you, for instance, Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs is my absolute favorite example when it comes to money, because there's three numbers basically to deal with money. The number 8, which basically is money itself. The number 13, which is control over money. And that's why the Fed was born in 1913. They have 13 banks in total. And there's also the number of wealth. That's different than money, wealth. And the number of wealth is 28. Now, I'm assuming Steve Jobs knew this because Steve Jobs not only started Apple, but he incorporated Apple on days that add up to 28. And Apple, the company, is the richest cash-rich company in the world. Steve Jobs was born 224-1955 out of the 28, and the company he started, you know, and established, they both, I mean, he established Apple on April 1st, 1976, I believe, and that adds up to a 28, and then he incorporated January 3rd, 1977, again a 28 day. So what you have there is, you know, just perfect alignment for a company to succeed when it comes to material success. And that's exactly what's happening.
Right. So 28 is a success. Now, I was thinking in the car this afternoon, I was thinking, now, I got Gary on. Gary is one of the wisest person known. I talk about numerology. Now, as you know, I deal with the seven rays, and the seven rays are to do with music, or to do with sound, and the way that sounds fall in particular things that we call notes, you know, and that there's a that you could call them wave bands, like, and those wave bands include, like, for instance, when you're talking about color, there's a gradation that goes from like orange to yellow to yellow, from yellow to green, and etc. And what I was wondering, as I was driving around this afternoon, what it would be, how do numbers relate to frequencies? I think that's the number of my question. Because it's not a question of do numbers relate to frequencies, it's how do they relate to frequencies, Gary? Basically,
that's what going up to a scientist and asking him how gravity works. Let me give you my theories on the subject, and we can go from there.
Okay.
Numbers, colors, sounds, they're all triggered by vibration. They're all in tune with the vibrational energy around everything. You can't see it. At least most people can't. But if, you know, just like, you know, when you're driving, you put your hand out the window, you can feel it, like the air. You can feel it, just like the energy. You can feel it. Sometimes you can't see it, like the air itself. My theory on this are the numbers actually have no powers themselves, but the numbers actually in tune with the energy around us. And if you know how to read the numbers, you know which way the energy is going. You know, when you're asking the big picture, you know, to someone who's, you know, into spirituality, about, you know, how is it connected? Well, you know, I just know what it is because I've seen the results. Now, you know, it's just like I can drive a car. I probably couldn't build one. But the fact of the matter is mathematics is a universal language because the numbers are connected to the vibrational energy itself. And that's why I believe very strongly. The hell with that belief. I know strongly that people need to start learning this in schools. Because the only thing really that holds us back in this world is ignorance. And, you know, a lot of people say, you know, there's a lot of evil in the world. Well, the only reason there's a lot of evil in the world is because there's a lot of ignorance in the world. It's plain and simple. This stuff needs to be taught in schools. You know, there's a lot of people I talk to, and, you know, sometimes the discussion goes to the family realm. You know, hey, Gary, I'm taking my kid to see the doctor. The teacher said he can't sit still. He needs to pop some ADD pills or some Ritalin or something like that. Well, you know, say that kid's born on the 3rd or 12th, 21st or 30th, or a vibration that breaks down to a 3. Well, that's just the way they are. They can't sit still. That's normal for someone like them. So popping some drugs for them is not the stable, sane approach. But people don't understand this.
That's very interesting, Gary, because when you're talking about third ray energy, when, you know, when we're discussing the rays, third ray is that it's that hyper ray. It's the one where you know the kid is jumping around all over the place. So that is definitely a connection there. That three, the first, the one, two, and three start with a generally. Correspond with power, love, and wisdom. When you're talking about one, two, and three, where do you go with that?
Well, let me just comment on the three very first. The childlike energy in numerology is the number three. If you look at child starts with a C. C is the third letter of the alphabet. You know, the three is the childlike energy because they're people who are born in the 3rd, 12th, 21st, or 30th, or whose total number adds up to three. Example: say someone's born 1 January 2nd, 2007. You do January being 1-1-2-2-0-0-7 after the 12-1-2 reduces to 3. So, you know, those type of people have the childlike energy, and they usually get bored very quickly. They know a little bit about everything, but not too much about anything too deeply. And that deals with the childlike energy. So the fact that, you know, it just shows you the numerology is connected to everything. To talk about the one and the two, in numerology, one stands for male energy, and the 2 stands for female energy. And when you combine male energy 1 plus female energy 2, 1 plus 2 equals 3, childlike energy. And people can try to redefine that any way they want, but you know, the fact still stays the same. Also, I'd like to add that 1 plus the male plus 2 the female plus 3 the child, 1 plus 2, 3 equals 6, and in numerology, 6 equals home and family. It's just beautiful how everything works out.
That is lovely. So that would also fit in with the rays, because the first ray is about will, and that's definitely the masculine spiritual energy, and the second ray is about love, and that again fits with the energy of femininity, doesn't it?
Correct.
And that would also go with justice and mercy.
Some could say that.
Yeah, you know, we know where they get, you know, where those pillars are. But anyway, so that's very interesting. So we got 1, 2, and 3 covered. that's good. So where does 4 come in?
4 deals with law and order. Say you're in government. Say you're a politician. Well, you want to make sure the laws get passed on 4 days, because it doesn't matter if the law is just or not. The law is the law, and the energy of the law will be behind it. I'll give you an example how this works. Barack Obama, for the first time, said Gaddafi had to go, and he said it on March the 4th. Hold on, let me get the date right. I had it right. It was March the 4th, 2011. Right. That's the first time he said Gaddafi had to go. He said it on the 4th because he wanted to do with law and order and energy. Mm-hmm. For the first time this year, he told Assad he had to go on February 4th, 2012. Again, he did it 11 months after on an 11th day, but on 4 energy, because 4 deals with law and order. To give you an example how this works, whenever the 4th, the 13th, the 31st, or any data adds to the 4 in total, watch how, when you're driving the car, watch how many cops are out there. They're just going to be all over the place. It's just the way the energy matrix works. They're going to be all over the place. People think I'm nuts for saying this, but I've said a lot of people, a lot of tickets.
All right, let's just check this. I got stopped by the police, and my car was I told them they stole it. What's that word? Impounded it. Yeah. We're impounding it. No, you're not. You're stealing it. Stealing is taking something without someone's permission. Yes? Yeah. Well, then you're stealing my car, aren't you? Oh, never thought of it like that. We're impounding it. Anyway, so that was the 21st of June this year.
Well, that would be a 5 day. That did not fit with the profile, but... What I will tell you this is, from doing this, giving readings for 4 or 5 years, via Skype, via the phone, just talking to people in person, the last thing you want to do is do something wrong on 4 days. Say you're doing something illegal for a living.
Right.
And you live in apartment number 4. Well, guess what? You have a much higher chance to get your door kicked in apartment 4 than you do in apartment 5.
All right. So
just the way it is.
So what about 5? What's the energy of 5 there?
5 is the open-minded energy. 5 is the most open of all the numbers.
Oh, not so it was good.
Not just the spirituality, but the anything.
Everything.
5s are the daredevils in life. 5s are also the very attractive people.
Yes.
3s also are attractive, but 5, well, that's... you know, these are the 50-year-old women that still, you know, make you turn their head. Because you're on the 5th, 14th, or 23rd, or their 5s in total.
Yeah, my ex-wife, Gary, my ex-wife is a 5, very statuesque and attractive woman. Her daughter is a 5, and she's a soon-to-be international model.
Oh, well, of course. Yeah. I have absolutely no doubt that the 5s are the good. You know, the great thing about numerology... and, you know, astrology, because I used to have so many questions, you know, when I was a kid. Why are some people rich? Why are some people stars? Why are some people good looking? You know, none of that stuff impresses me anymore. Absolutely none of them, because I have answers for all of it.
It's good, isn't it?
It's all in the birthday. I mean, I kid you not, man. You know, I went in the room once, nothing but models. I did their birthdays, and five out of seven of them were born on the 5th, 14th, or 23rd. It was a joke. It's just the way it's supposed to be. When you look at the number 28, tell me why 3 of 5 richest people in the world are born on the 28th. I mean, come on. I mean, people can't even say that's coincidental. 3 out of 5? We have 4 big banks here in America. Morgan, Chase, Bank of America, a few others, right? 4 big banks. Did you know 2 of the 4, the CEOs of the 2 of the 4, had that 28 number on them? Jamie Dimon's one of them. Oh, I'm sure no one's ever heard of Jamie Dimon. He's the 28 life path. Look at sports. The top basketball player of all time, Michael Jordan, has the same birthday as the top football player of all time, Jim Brown. Same exact birthday, February 17th. One's born 1936, one's born 1963. All you're doing is switching the 3 and the 6. Top 2 athletes in the past 7 years, LeBron James and Tiger Woods. Both born on the same day, both add up to the same number. It's the same. It's all the same. If you understand how to read the numbers, if you understand what the energy behind the numbers gives you, it's all there. It's all there.
Yep. Yep. And it fits in with everything that we talk about on this radio show as well. So that's great. It's a good thing to connect. I'm enjoying connecting these little systems here.
It's all about understanding how the matrix itself works.
Yes.
And if you're in understanding how the matrix itself works, that takes understanding numerology. That takes understanding all forms of astrology. By the way, I'm going to make this known. There's a lot of people who call themselves astrologers out there, and they only know one form of astrology. I mean, that's a freaking joke. That's an absolute... Imagine going to a math teacher, and all he knew how to do was add. He didn't know how to subtract. He didn't know how to multiply. He didn't know anything. All he knew was how to add. And he would tell you 1 + 2 = 3 every time. But he didn't know how to do anything else. That's like knowing one form of astrology. They all complement each other. The Indian astrology, the Western astrology, the Chinese astrology. You want to call yourself an astrologer? You better study them all. In all honesty, you want to be a real astrologer, you better start studying trees. Because in self-astrology, you basically have the tree you're born under. And I'm not even an expert on that. That's why I don't call all myself an expert in all forms of astrology. But, you know, it's absolutely a joke that people call them, only know one form of astrology and call themselves astrologers. Absolutely insane. There's this one numerologist out there, astrologer, who said Madonna would have had a good year. Madonna is born in the year of the dog. This is the year of the dragon. She is not having a good year whatsoever. She's getting booed at concerts. She might get arrested when she goes to Russia. You know, there's a lot of things that people don't understand that you have to look at the whole sequence of not just the astrology, the numerology. Hell, if you can read someone's palm, go right ahead. I'm sure that helps too. But, you know, basically to understand the matrix itself, you have to understand metaphysical science. Because if you don't understand as a metaphysical science, it basically goes down to the old story that, you know, if you don't understand the knowledge, you're never going to understand its power.
You see, it's all got to do with the qualities of things, the qualities of the numbers, for instance, you know, and I talk about the qualities of the rays, and being able to correspond one to the other seems to be the well, not only correspond, because that's just one aspect of it, because you also talk about the relationship between 1, 2, or even 3 different aspects at once, don't you?
Well, think of it this way. In a 1, you have a 19, a 28, a 37, a 46, a 55, which is a master number, and you have to understand how all those energies are different, but yet still unique when you reduce them down to the one life path. What people have to understand is the sequence of numbers makes a big difference. I'll give you an example. Say someone is born January 7, 1978.
and then someone's born July 1st, 1978. Well, that's all, both going to add up to the same number. All you're doing is switching the 1 and the 7. But the sequence of numbers make a big, big difference. Yeah. That person is not going to be the same by any stretch of the imagination. Different names make a difference. The vowels in someone's names make a difference. It's all part of your unique vibrational energy structure. And the problem with numerology, at least in my opinion, is not the science itself, but the practitioners. There is a numerologist by the name of Juno Jordan who had a good teacher, and she started writing books. And all of these other numerologists basically, you know, who are like 60s, not all of them, but a good majority of them, who are basically 50s or in their 50s and 60s now, they basically read all of Juno Jordan's books, rewrote everything she said in their own words, and started selling the same books. And basically, it was the same material. Nothing new was discovered. Because, and the difference is, if, in my opinion, if you want to be a real numerologist, is you have to actually study people. You have to actually study things, current events, history, and you have to start connecting dots, looking for patterns. What these other people have done is they basically put out general information. And most of it's correct. It really is. But the thing is, in this business, even an amateur numerologist will be able to take someone's birthday and give them an accurate reading. That's kiddie stuff, in all honesty. And what is real difficult is trying to figure out how to crack the stock market. Now, see, that's more difficult. You know, that actually takes talent. An amateur can read someone's, you know what's going on this year, where they're going. You know, that's all kiddie stuff. You know, going to the stock market. I mean, I talked about the number 11. Did you know the dot-com bubble burst on March 11, 2000? March 11th, when it burst. We have a stock market that busted on October 29th that caused the Great Depression, 2011.
And we had Fukushima on 3/11 as well.
Oh, March 11th, big date in history. Big date. I mean, it's not just financial. It could be, let's see, what was it? August 11th, there's a big earthquake in Iran. I mean, come on. As a matter of fact, the scientific community, in my opinion, is losing a lot of credibility. Because there's so many freaking earthquakes that happen on the 11th or the 29th. It's a joke that's not being reported. There are a lot of major earthquakes in Spain in 2011 on the 11th. You know, people just need to look this stuff up. And the amount, I mean, there's earthquakes every day, but the big ones just seem to hit real hard on 11, and that just goes with the vibrational energy that's around everyone on the 11th. I always tell people, whenever it's the 11th to 29th, or any number that adds, any date that adds up to an 11, watch that emotional energy. Control your emotions and don't let them control you, because that's the day that emotional energy can come out. And that's exactly why the elite, or these Illuminatis, what a Babylonian Brotherhood, whatever you want to call them, that's exactly why they strike on the 11th, like the 9/11. That's why, because they know it deals with emotional energy. I mean, here's my thing. People talk about Al-Qaeda, this, the CIA. Here's what I know as a numerologist. Al-Qaeda was formed on August 11th, 1988. Formed on a Leo dragon energy, because that's the year of dragon, and on the 11th. The two biggest attacks they're known for, 9/11, when the first plane to hit the World Trade Center was Flight 11, and again in Madrid, Spain, again on that date, March 11th, 2004. So the two biggest attacks they're known for, both on the 11th, and they're created on the 11th. I mean, seriously, all this is the thing. People don't know what they look for. It's all there. It's obvious the elite created this organization named Al-Qaeda to get maximum amount of exposure for their terror network. Now, look at the word terror. Terror has an E and O in the vowels. E is the fifth letter. O is the 15th. 5 plus 1 plus 5, again, 11. Terror. They're trying to bring that 11, the negative side of 11. Does that make sense to you?
Whoa, that went a bit quick. Can you just roll that? Well, first of all, what you're saying is that the energy of 11 is a moment that is like really programmable. You can really, if you want to traumatize people, you can really, if you throw something happening on the 11th, that would be a good, that would be a thing to do. But can it work the other way? Can you?
Yes.
How yes. how do you nobble the Brotherhood? What days would be good to nobble the Brotherhood?
Well, you actually have to be in charge to actually be able to pull something off. There's not too much you can do on that regard. I mean, they have their own numerologist working for them.
So, well, you know, this is linked in with the number 13. Is that right?
Number 13 is always looked in, but, you know, we'll go into that a little bit later, but I just want to stick to number 11 for a second. Okay. Let's go into detail on 9-11. 9-11 happened on 11. 9 plus 1 plus 1 equals 11. 9-11 was the 254th day of the year. 254 equals 11. New York City, 11 letters. New York was the 11th state in the Union. So, you know, you have all those connections. They said, you know, we attacked Afghanistan in retaliation for 9-11. Afghanistan, 11 letters. They attacked on 10-7-2001. Take out the zeros. 1, 2, 7, 1. Again, you have 11. So what you have here is a pattern. The Pentagon, 11 letters. They broke ground on the Pentagon on 9-11-1941, 60 years the day they hit it. So what you have is a pattern. So what you have, when I told you about the Al-Qaeda thing, is that's just another extension to the pattern. They were started on the 11th. So what the elite do is they basically make sure things start on certain days, and they do certain things to get their reaction what they want. They want to bring on terror. They want people to be in fear, because if they're in fear, they give up more of their civil liberties, and that's how the game works. And, you know, I'm not saying the FBI or the CIA has a numerologist working for them. I'm talking about the numerologist comes at the very, very highest levels. And other people are just doing it because they're being told to do it on certain days. They have no idea what's going on. They have absolutely no clue. And that's exactly why, you know, when the Romans invaded Greece and they burned down, they took all the knowledge out of the Great Library, and then they burned it down. And since then, all the numerology and all the knowledge has been hidden. That's how, if you want to say God, do you give everyone the same knowledge you have? No. You call that knowledge evil. You know, you put in the Bible or the Quran that knowing this stuff is evil and it'll call on jinn. And then you hold on to the knowledge yourself while you're laughing at these idiots. It is what it is, man. You know, ignorance is the virtue of many.
Wow. That's great. So when I had this interaction with the police, it was a 5-day, right? Mm-hmm. And 5, you said, is about open-mindedness. So it was a good day to educate this policewoman about the law, really, wasn't it?
Well, you know, the funny thing is...
So that is what I did.
the funny thing is, 5s and 4s don't really get along too well.
Yeah, I can imagine.
not at all. Those numbers don't really see eye to eye, to say the least.
So they would have been a disadvantage on the day.
But, you know, people, on 5 days, people like to speed real because, you know, fives are the worst drivers there are. They're speeding, even safe to care less. They're just on the go. You know, you ever see a car that's really banged up? It's probably someone who's a 5, you know, driving it.
And what about the number plate? If a 5 number plate is like, don't touch that one.
I won't get a number plate that adds up to a 4. Let's just put it that simple. I won't do it. I'm not getting pulled over just because of that energy. Not happy. I won't drive a car, you know, that was made in 2002. Well, none of that stuff. Because you don't want that energy around me.
Wow. Now that's esoteric. Okay. So not only is it the year, it's the numbers that are associated with it. So you wouldn't get a car that was like Mark IV. Is that right?
I would want nothing to do with that car. You can have that one.
And would you, for instance, get what would be the best car energy then?
Oh well, I mean, I like cars under fours because, you know, a car, if you add it up on a piece of paper, it's going to add up to a 4. So, you know, if you want a nice, very stable car, that's something you would definitely, you know, want something that's a 4, but that's more of like a truck. The thing is, I'm not saying 4 is a bad energy for a car. It just makes it, you know, susceptible to being pulled over. If you don't mind getting pulled over, who cares?
Right. Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not necessarily the car itself, but the energy. So when you okay, let's go back to the order in the birthday, for instance. Is it like the year cycle deals with group energy, and the month and the day cycle deal with like the family and the personality? Is that where you'd go with that?
No, every number has relevance. If someone's in the year, every year when someone's birthday hits, in my opinion, some numerologists say it's when January 1st hits. That's when the new energy hits. Now, there's a lot of different ways of looking at this. Let's look at this year, January 1st, 2012. Well, when 2012 hit, that means it was a universal 5-year. Why? Because 2012, 2012 as 5, that means it's a universal 5-year.
Right.
Everything that goes associated with 5 energy is going to be out there. What to expect in the universal 5 years? Expect a lot of change. One of the things I tell people this year in the stock market is when the stock market looked like it was just going to run away with it and, you know, be a real bull market, that's exactly when it's going to sink. And when people thought it was going to be a real, real bad ride in, you know, like May or something, it was going to, you know, fall, that's when it rolls up. Because 5 energy, expect the unexpected. That's the key thing about 5s. 5s are very, very freedom oriented. 5s are the type of energy that's always on the go, always traveling. So it's safe to say that a lot of people this year are going to be doing more traveling, more moving than most years. Also in 5 years, it's also about violence. 5s like to fight. It would not surprise me if Israel attacked Iran this year. Last time we were in the universal 5-year was 2003. And that's when America invaded Iraq. Again, the last universal 5 years. But I would not be surprised if something happens with Iran or even in India, Pakistan. That could be, you know, 2013. When you look at the 5 energy, you also have to look at sex. If you look at the vowel in sex, the vowel is E. E is the 5th letter. 5s are very, very sexual. They love to be massaged. They love to be touched. Like I said. And in 5 years, you can expect a lot of babies to pop out. So, you know, I'm sure, you know, people check in the hospitals, they're going to see the birth rate show up in 2012 compared to 2011. But those are a lot of things you can expect in 5 years.
Very interesting. Very interesting. So, yeah, well, yeah. As you say, yeah, this year has been a year of change, and we're seeing lots of changes. So are there any other cycles that... that have been influencing the events? Well, I mean, this year is intense, right? It's been really intense, getting more and more intense as we're going through.
I think it's intense because it's also a dragon year.
All right. So yeah. So do you want to talk about some of those larger cycles? And are there larger cycles than just the 12-year astrological cycle?
Yeah, there's the 9-year numerology year cycle. There's also a pentacle cycle. There's a challenge cycle. I don't want to bore your listeners with pentacles and challenges. You know, that's something for, you know, if you're an amateur numerologist, that's something to look into. If you're just looking at numbers, that's not something very important.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes down to it, there's so many different types of cycles that there are to look at, and so many different unique types of energy in a person. I was watching the Olympics, to give you an example. The women, most of the athletes on the women's side, their names started with an A, a J, or an S. A lot of Janes, a lot of Amandas, a lot of Sams.
Ones.
Why?
One letters,
exactly.
Aren't they?
There you go. Now, yeah. Why?
I'm learning,
why,
aren't I?
Because ones basically are the athletes. Athlete begins with A. A is the first letter. So you'd expect a lot of women with those energies. I remember I was about 2 months ago, I was in Phoenix, and I saw this real, real cut-up girl. And I was like, I bet you're born on the 1st, 10th, 19th, and your name starts with an A, S, or J. She's like, right on both. I didn't have to say anything more. I just left. You know, it's so simple to see this stuff. You know, when you're in a casino and you're playing cards, playing poker. Poker starts with a P. P is the 16th letter. You're going to be gambling. Gambling starts with G. Games. Games start with G. G is the 7th letter. You expect a lot of people who are sitting in that casino to be born on the 7th, 16th, 25th. Recent time, I was at the casino last month. Dealer was born on the 25th. All the guys sitting next to me were born on the 7th, 16th, and the one exception was the other guy was born a 7 in total. You know, the energy is like a magnet. It draws everything to the same. People just really have to start paying attention. And the reason people don't notice things is because they don't know what to look for. And in my mind, and I'll be very blunt when I say this, when people say things are coincidence, they're basically, how can I put this? That's basically, they're trying to massage their ego. Because their ego cannot take it that they don't understand why something is the way it is. So they can just say, oh, it's a coincidence. They make themselves feel better. They don't have to look for an answer. Oh, it's a coincidence. They don't have to think about it. That's what the dumbed down people do. But see, the people who actually look into things, they start looking at patterns. You know, when 9/11 hit, and I looked at all those 11s and 9/11, I was like, what the hell is this? This can't be a coincidence. And then I looked in the history books, and I found out World War I ended at 11/11 at exactly 11 o'clock. No more coincidences. No more. They're doing things on purpose to get a reaction out of people.
Yeah.
And the more people understand how this works, the less they'll get away with it. Very simple.
Wow, that's brilliant. And so, there are days we can look out for. We've got this year's September 11th, but that's going to be too obvious, isn't it?
I would think that would be too obvious, but, you know, like, for instance, I would never fly on the 11th or the 29th or on the 20th, for that matter, or any day that adds up to a 20. Or you know, like, for instance, any day to me that adds up to an 11, 20, 29, 38, 47, 56, so on, all add up to the 11 energy. The 20 is not skipped, in my opinion. A lot of numerologists disagree with me, and I could care less what they think. You know, everything goes in 9 sequences in numerology, and basically when you have the 11, the 20, the 29, 38, 47, 56, 65, 74, the 9 does not get skipped. You have to understand a lot to get that. But the fact of the matter is I would never fly a plane with that type of energy. Or on a day. I believe our friend Stuart Swirlo had a report on a lot of plane crashes that happened under flight 191. Again, 191-11. And I mean, there are so many atrocities over the years of planes just crashed. And, you know, not an energy I would like to be flying under. As a matter of fact, I would request that all airlines take 11s off their airline, you know, call numbers or flight numbers, because it's just not a very, very positive energy to have when you're flying.
So, I mean, that's the sort of thing that people used to say about 13. So has 13 been is like that promoted, or is that a deception?
I don't see anything too scary about the 13. I think the 13 is the number of the Matrix itself. I don't think there's. I mean, the Federal Reserve was the number 13, and I also told you in the very beginning, 13 is control over money, and that's most likely why the Fed likes it. Yeah. I mean, you have the Federal Reserve that was started in 1913. They have 12 regional banks plus the main bank in Washington D.C. 1 + 12, again 13. If you look at cycle 1 + 12, you had Jesus and his 12 apostles. 1, 12, 13. You go to court, you have 1 judge, 12 jurors. It's all there. It's all there. And I don't think 13 is a bad number. You know, there's a lot of talk that there's 13 bloodline families that run the whole show. Whether that's or not true, who the hell knows. But, you know, again, that 13 is very believable because of that. 13 is all over society. People just are not paying attention. What's the largest fast food chain in the world? McDonald's. All over the place. I was just in Russia. It was over there. I was in Australia. It was over there. I was in Canada. It was over there. It's all over. McDonald's has, they can't put that 13 up there, but they put that big M up there.
Big M.
Why?
Yeah.
Because M is the 13th letter.
Aha. Uh-huh. 13.
You have a football team called the San Francisco 49ers. 4 and 9 is 13. Basketball team called the 76ers. 76 is 13. I mean, it's all there. People just have to, you know, open their eyes, and it's all Marathon, a big gas station in America. Again, they have that big M.
Big, big M. If you look at Hollywood movies, they always like to signify the M. Love doing that. I mean, always the big companies and big movies, they're usually 9 times out of 10, they start with the M.
That's, yeah, you know, I've noticed these big letters, and what's the G doing in the Masonic thing?
There's a lot of speculation over that. Some believe it's for God. I would like much rather think of that seven as that G is a seven. And, you know, basically if you look at the chakras, it's basically hidden knowledge.
Sure, that's gonna, all right, so you got the seven, and then there's...
If you look at the Masons, you have to talk about the number 33, because they love that number.
Yeah, and so do you. You got a great big golden 33, glittery golden 33 on your webpage. What's that for? Because that's got to do something, isn't it? That's got a function.
No. I'm a 33 life path. You know, I'm born, you know, on a day that adds up to a 33, so that's my number. I got it tattooed on me. And, you know, that's why it's there. It's not the reason why the Masons have it. You know, the Masons have it for completely different reasons. I have it because that's my life path number.
Ah. All right. But it's there's this kind of casino thing about it, the energy of that.
Casino is going back to the seven. Remember, there's 52 cards in deck, 5 and 2 is seven. You go to Vegas, nothing but sevens all over. So that's what you have to look for when you're looking at a casino, number sevens. If you look at the Freemasons, one thing you have to start with is the Freemason order goes up to 33 degrees. That's number one. Number two thing you have to look at with the Freemasons is, they believe, you know, a lot of different things. To them, you know, it goes back to biblical times. They believe Jesus and Lucifer are pretty much one and the same. They believe that Lucifer took one third of the angels with him. One third, if you break it down to a fraction, 0.33 again, you have that 33 in there. Also, if you look at the 13 to a lot of people is a, well, at least a lot of people who get it, is like a 33. Let me explain. 13 kind of looks like a one-third. One-third breaks down to that, you know, 3-3-3. So, again, you have a 13 and a 33. And, again, 13 and 33 are two of the favorite Masonic numbers. Also, one of the things I think that's very important is if you write the word police on a piece of paper, it also adds up to 33. So, you know, one of the things people all around the world, you love them or hate them, you have, you know, that 33 of energy out there. It's somewhat controlling. You know, when you look at the 33, that's a very powerful energy. The people with it, they're basically teacher of teachers. They have a lot of knowledge within.
That's right. And I, you know, there are people who are listening who are listening intently to what you're saying. And, because, you know, you were saying that you generally talk about, you know, sports and stuff that your average Joe would appreciate listening about. But
you have to find a way to connect with people.
Yeah.
Most people do not care about this stuff, so a numerologist will not be able to connect with them. But because, you know, when it comes to politics, I can talk about numerology. When it talks to sports, I can talk history. It doesn't matter. I can throw some many facts to people, they won't be refuted. The only thing they're going to be able to say is coincidence, and that to me, you know, is an example. Like, for instance, Barack Obama. I love this guy. I mean, I just the numerology of him, it's absolutely perfect.
The comedy makes itself.
He's born 8-4-1961. 8-4-1961 adds up to 29. 29 equals 11. He became president in 2009. His shoe size is 11. His wife, Michelle Obama, is born 1-17-1964. Again, adds up to 29. 29 is 11. His first daughter was born 7-4-1998. Again, adds up to an 11. His vice president is born 11-20-1942. Adds up to an 11. His first chief of staff was born 11-29. I mean, it's not just him. It really, you know, if it was just Barack Obama and Joe Biden and his wife and his daughter who are 11s, okay, I'll buy the coincidence. But the last time we had a Democrat in the White House, Bill Clinton, again, 8-19-1964, adds up to 38, 3 and 8 is 11. And the first daughter he had, Chelsea, was again an 11.
And his vice president was born 3/31/1948. Again, adds up to a 29, 2 9s 11. So we have a constant pattern here. Now let's go to the Republicans. I love this Republican. You know, in 2008, you got John McCain, born on 29, 2 9s 11. Sarah Palin, born on the 11th. Now this time around, you don't have Romney. Interesting thing about Romney is he's in his 11-year cycle, so he does have that number 11. He's in that year where he has that 11 energy around him. Oh, what do you know? He's running for president. And the guy he just picked for his vice president, Paul Ryan, he's born on the 29th. I mean, come on, they're picking their puppets, you know, using birthdays. It's so simple to see. You actually have to be a dumb, you know, you have to be really dumbed down not to see this. I mean, it's not really that difficult. It's not just here in America. Around the freaking world.
There's got to be a program that does that then. So, like a computer database that will just, you know, pull people out like that. Whoa! Maybe there is. Anyway, it's almost time now. So there was an interesting response to that. And so we'll... Because I'm here with the fabulous Gary the Numbers Guy. Okay, so where were we? We were talking about responsibilities, were we?
Yes, number six and responsibility issues. And number six stands for home and family. When people are in their six-year cycles, they have to deal with responsibility issues. Sometimes even have to take care of someone in their family. After number six is 7 year. And a lot of times people in 7 year cycles, they don't do very good financially, but they learn a lot. They gain a lot of knowledge. They're basically like a sponge. They absorb as much knowledge as humanly possible. In 7 year cycles, people can also expect to cut off a lot of people in their life to be more of a loner. And that's because if you're born in 7/16/25, or people who are sevens in total, they're loners at heart. They, you know, they like spending time by themselves, just the way it is. A lot of people, you know, say someone's born on the 2nd or 20th, well, if they have to spend time by themselves, they go insane. They like being around people. They have to have that, you know, companionship around them. But not people born on 7/16/25. They can be loners, and, you know, maybe sometimes they won't like it, but they can deal with it, unlike others. People born on 7th are also very, very intelligent. I would call them the geniuses in life. Stephen Hawking, one of the smartest people in the world, he's a 7-11 path. But if you look at Stephen Hawking a good deal, he's smart, yeah, but he's also in a wheelchair. And that's because the yin-yang balance dictates that something very strong going for you, it's going to take something away. And what it is people born on 7/16/25 or 7s in total, they're very injury-prone. Their bodies break down a lot quicker than other people's. And like I said, it's give and take and laugh. No one has, pocket aces all the time. Just the way it is. Number eight deals with money, karma, and also has a lot to do with, basically power. Give you an example. The Chinese started the Olympic Games on 8/8/2008 at exactly 8:08 p.m. If you do the date, 8/8/2008, adds up to 26, 2 and 6 is 8. In the Chinese culture, the number 8 has to do with prosperity. And they're right, it does. But the thing about it is, people who are 8s or born at 8, 17, 26, their money is up and down all throughout their lives. Either they have more money than they need, or they have none whatsoever. They're never going to be middle class. They're poor or rich. And that's the difference between the 8 and the 28. The 28s, they stay wealthy. The 8s kind of go both ways. 8 also deals with karma. A lot of people born in the 8/17/26, if they do anything bad, they'll come right back to them. Other people, if they're born in the 3rd or the 5th, you know, maybe it won't come right back to them. Maybe it'll come back to them the next lifetime. But people born in 8/17/26 or the 8s in total, they get their karma right away. I mean, don't mess around if you're 8. Does that make sense? Hello?
Sorry, Gary. I was faded down. It's my first day today. We had, I had a thought that, we could in the second hour read some people. Would you be happy to do that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so if people want to call in, we have the phone number that's pasted on the chat room wall there. It's 1-775-657-5973. It's been patched through to this this person. I can bring you into the call when you come in there. So you can try that. And until that time, Gary and I will continue to discuss. So, all right. So the next number, which is you're coming up to 9, which includes what I have, which is I was born on the 18th of March. So
9 is the number of completion. Basically, the 9 is the ending. The 9 is the number that, you know, it's like a mirror. You know, you said you're born on the 18th. 1 and 8 is 9, so that would make you very, very adaptive. Very adaptive to any place or thing around you, correct?
Yeah, I can figure my way out of most things.
Okay. So now let's do the basic math. When you look at 9, let's do 5 plus 9. 5 plus 9 equals 14, reduces down to 5. So the 9 is basically following and adapting to the 9 is basically following and adapting to the 5. Because it starts with it and it reduces to the same. Same example, 7 plus 9 is 16, 1 and 6 is 7. So basically the 9 is like a copy, it's like a mirror. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it's like a sink.
And that's exactly why you're so adaptable. Because you can adapt very quickly where others don't have that ability. I even remember seeing the elite, you know, messing around with the numerology a couple years ago. There was a show called Heroes. I'm not sure if anyone.
Oh, I love that show.
I remember in like season maybe 3 or 4, there was this black woman, and she basically had the ability where she touched people and she took their power, and she adapted to their power, but she only could keep one power at a time. And I remember she had a comic book, and they called her the Amazing 9. that gave me a good laugh. It's just like how we always put stuff out, you know, hidden in plain sight.
Did you say the Amazing 9?
Yeah, something like to do with 9, Amazing 9 or something like that.
Cool.
Like some kind of superhero.
Yeah.
And I found it funny that this person's ability was basically to touch people and adapt to their abilities. I thought that was absolutely, you know, it fits so perfectly.
The 9, it's also a spiral, isn't it, when you draw the letter 9?
You know, well, you can say the same thing about the 6. And,
yeah.
You know, if you look for the 6 in the mirror, you have a 9 too. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's one way of looking at it.
So, so back to the 9s. What's going on with the 9s?
A lot of numerologists say 9s are humanitarians. I think that's a joke. I think 9s have big egos. If you look at 9, it basically has a big, big head. And that head symbolizes the ego. If you write ego on a piece of paper, E-G-O, it's going to break down to a 9 in total. So to me, 9s have egos, and they're also very intelligent. I would say after the 7s, the 9s are probably one of the more intelligent numbers out there. They figure things out quickly, but the 9s don't like pressure.
Yeah.
Ones are all about leaderships, but when 9s have a lot of pressure, I'm not saying they can't handle it, but they don't like it. They do not like pressure situations. It's not work well for them. Where their opposite, the 1, is, you know, that's what they're all about. They, you know, they're all about stressful situations and that can happen. And that's basically the big difference between 1 and the 9. The 9 is basically the yin energy, the ending, and the 1 is basically the yang energy, the beginning.
So what's a good compatibility with a 9 then? So you don't want to be with a 1.
6s are very good with 9s. The 9 always follows the 5. 9s are very, very into looks. You know, having a good-looking person is very, very important, you know, to a 9. It's like human art to them. And a lot of times the 9s follow the 5s for that reason. If you look at 9 on a piece of paper, if you write on a piece of paper, N-I-N-E, N is the 14th letter, I is the 9th, N is the 14th, and E is the 5th. So if you can do the 14, 1 and 4 is 5, you have
so 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5.
Yeah, basically, and you know, that has a big reason why they're attracted to the 5. 9s also get along very well. Besides the 6s, they also get along with 3s. They should stay away from 1s.
Stay away from 1s, that's a good thing. Right, okay, that's great. So, Have we gone from 1 to 9? Have you
yeah.
covered your and then
I could talk for hours about one specific number.
Yeah, I get that, Gary. We have one missing. 0. Tell me about 0 and how, you know, why is it kind of hovering around but not kind of involved in numerology? What is it with the? Is it because it's 10? What's the deal?
Some people call the 0 the divine feminine. I think it's a whole bunch of crap. When I look at 0, I think the most important thing about the 0 and trying to understand its energy is to look at its vowels. E-O. E-5-O-15th. Again, you have that 11 energy. So somewhere hidden in that 0 is 11 vibrational energy. But in whole, the 0 is like a magnifier. It doesn't have value itself. Just magnifies the numbers around it. Like, for instance, the 10 energy, even though it reduces down to 1, the 10, you know, the 0 basically magnifies anything it's around.
Interesting.
But to itself, I don't think it has too much value, at least in regular numerology.
Cool.
You know, Kabbalah is a little bit different.
So, apparently there's an... Hey, why is today specifically got something wrong with communication issues or something?
I don't think Mercury retrograde ended. Shouldn't be that bad.
You'd have thought, yeah. But the thing is, I've felt like Mercury hasn't finished retrograding. So
that's not. That's not. It's also, you know, we have time. Sometimes, you know, there's always problems. In 2012 is a 5-year, and you can expect a lot of solar flares in 5 years, so a lot of communication, a lot of blackouts. One of the things I predicted this year is there's going to be a lot of blackouts, and if people notice the blackout here in America, the left, like some people in D.C., out for power for like 2 weeks, happened on June the 29th. It was, 5 million people lost power. In India this year, I think like 800 million people lost power, the biggest power blackout in world history. And it was another one of my predictions that I said would happen. Expect a lot of blackouts in 2012. That's exactly what happened. So, you know, have communication problems with, because what it all comes down to, all this stuff is electricity. Electricity starts with E, E's the fifth letter. So sometimes you can have trouble.
Interesting. Now, all right, well, let's start with Two Dog, who's Lakota, and he was born 5/24/1959.
5/24/1959.
Yeah, Chief Two Dog.
Okay.
And so his name's got a number in it.
And what's his name?
Two Dog.
Okay, that's not a real name, obviously. Okay.
No. He's an American Indian.
Oh, okay. My apologies then.
He's a Lakota chief. You know, that's why it's called Two Dog.
First thing we can say is you're an 8 life path, which means you're very karmic. You lose, pick up weight very easily. One thing you can say about you also is because you're born in 24, very responsible, home and family oriented. Ever since your birthday hit this year, you've been more of a loner. You've been cutting people off in your life. Maybe you've had more injuries, more pains, but you've also gained a lot of knowledge since your birthday. It's only been about 3 months. So expect that you to be like a sponge and accumulate as much knowledge as humanly possible. Also, since you're born in 1959, you have to be careful in 2013. That's not going to be your best year. I said in the beginning of the program, everything goes in 12s. You're born in the year of the pig, the boar, and 2013 is the year of the snake. So you have to, be a little bit more careful in the snake year. That's not the best energy for you. I think about what happened to you in 2001, 1989, 1997, those were all snake years. And then think about what happened in your life in 1995, 2007. Those were pig years, probably a little bit more beneficial because you were a pig. And I'm not insulting someone, that's just the sign, the energy itself. But this year, remember, it's all about knowledge. Next year, play your chips very close, just be as careful as humanly possible in 2013. And that goes for everyone born in 1959.
So, how about this? You don't need people's names, do you? Oh, well, sometimes, Two Dog has a number in his name. is that would you know how does that affect
someone? Well, two starts with a T. T is the 20th letter. So
this is two.
Again, so you have a person who's very sensitive. People who are born in the second 20th, or whose names start with T or two, T or B, have a very sensitive nature. I'll give you an example. Bill Clinton and Barack Obama were the last two Democratic presidents. Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, both their names start with a B. Again, B is more about the socializing and two energy, where the one is more about the capitalization, you know, being more independent. So you can see people, you know, when the names do matter. I'm just to the point where I think birthdays matter a lot more than names.
Interesting. So we have more. We have more birthdays here. So this is Ice Militia, whose birthday is 6/13/1996.
6/13. That's
a young person.
6/13/1996, right?
Yeah.
That's we got another 8 life path. What do you know? We got 6/13/1996. Yeah, another 8. This person's an 8-2, so obviously, again, what I said before, very karmic in nature. She loses and gain weight very easily. The money's going to come and go throughout your life. Expect to be both poor and rich a couple times around. Also, since you're born on the 13th, you have a very, very good mind for basically looking for patterns. You can diagnose stuff very quickly. Give you an example. Ben Bernanke, chairman of the Federal Reserve, is born on the 13th, and he can just diagnose numbers. I've worked with clients who are born on the 13th, and they're very, very good
at... Oh, hang on a second, Gary. It's 1986. I thought, that's a young person to be into the esoterics. 1986.
Okay, well, that changes things a little
bit. Sorry about that.
You're making me look bad, man. Not good.
No. That's good. I'm sure there's somebody who'll listen to this show, and we'll have that birthday one day.
No problem. Okay, 1986.
Yeah.
That would make this person a 7 life path in total.
Sorry about that.
Basically, this would be someone with a lot of aggressive energy, but it will be wise. Now, let me give you an example. It's a 7 life path. 7's are very smart, but he's born in 1986, which is the year of the tiger. Now, the year of the tiger basically is very aggressive, very impulsive energy. So, but the 7 basically is all wisdom, you know, knowledge. So you're combining both the energies here. So basically what we're going to have is a person who doesn't have the problems that most 7s do, because most 7s are usually, you know, health problems. But see, the tiger, people born in 1986, they're very, very health conscious. They're born with good health. As a matter of fact, tigers age like wine. I mean, seriously, they age like a fine wine. So you have, you know, the two different types of energies complementing each other. So basically, you're going to have a very, very smart tiger. Most people who are born in the year of the tiger, they're very impulsive. They're great fighters. But, you know, when they add that 7 energy to the tiger, that's going to be someone who basically can combine the best of the mind and the body. Born on the 13th, which means he's going to have to put in a lot of hard work in life, no two ways about it. People who are born on the 13th, they have that, like I said before, they can recognize patterns that most people can't. Also, when their birthday hits next year, they're going to be in that 7-year cycle, and that's when they're going to gain a lot of knowledge. This year, it's just basically deals with a lot more home responsibility issues.
Wow. Oh, excuse me. It's because the letters were too small and I couldn't see them. Okay, so this is from Bernadette, and she's the 14th of October, 1958.
14th of October. Are you sure you got the right birthday this time, right?
Yeah. No, I'm reading. No, this is on my phone. It just arrived by TARDIS, so...
Okay. Yeah. No problem. 14th of October, 1958. This is a woman, correct?
Yes, this is a woman.
Okay, see, this is what I'm talking about. This is a woman who is in her 50s, but, you know, she still is very attractive.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's born on the 14th. Also, because she's born in 1958, that also adds up to a 5, you know, the year. So this is, you know, most people born in 1958 were, you know, very good looking. You can say the same thing about people born in 1976, again, another 5 in total. When you look at the fact that she's born on the 14th, that basically signifies that she's traveled a lot in life. You know, she doesn't sit in one place. She's always on the go. Now, her total life path is an 11, and basically that means she's an old soul. She gets very emotional. She still should be in great shape. That's very good. You know, they always ask what the fountain of youth is. Well, let me tell you what the fountain of youth is right now. It's going to be a woman born in the year of the tiger, born on the 5th, 14th, 23rd, and she's going to be an 11 in total. Because 11s usually have those skinny, petite bodies their whole life. The 5s keep their looks their whole life. And the tigers age well their whole life. So that would be the perfect fountain of youth. Someone born, you know, and I'm sure if someone's listening with that birthday, they'll be like, oh, wow, now I understand why. But going back to October 14th, mm-hmm. Ever since her birthday, when her birthday hits this year, that's when all the emotional experiences start. And that's to go with the good and the bad. Basically, in people's 11-year cycles, which she'll be in after your birthday, that's when people's outlooks on life change a great deal. Their perception on life changes a great deal. And you can definitely expect a roller coaster, both up and down. It's a very, very emotional ride. This is going to be a tough year for 1958 because she's born in the year of the dog. And, of course, this is the year of the dragon. Dogs and dragons don't mix. Every year someone gets hit, man.
So you, So when's the next year of the sheep, did you say?
Next year of the sheep? That's, let's see, 2015.
All right, I've got a little time to breathe.
You got a little time, you're good, man.
I'm an ox. So, we have more.
Interesting thing about oxes.
Yeah.
You know, for some reason, when you guys get into positions of power, you guys like to become dictators. Oh. I mean, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, that's why I should never.
Like, for instance, oxes are very steady, loyal people. And, you know, you don't have quick tempers, but if you get riled up, wow. And, you know, what I've noticed throughout life, you know, they say that Napoleon was the first Antichrist. They say Hitler was the second Antichrist. Why are both these guys oxes? And then why is Saddam Hussein an ox, too? You know, you start looking at these guys, and you know, I already know what the reason is, because when oxes are in positions of power, they believe in extreme discipline. You know, a lot of oxes are in military. It's just that they can be really cruel to keep power. You just play this with oxes. So, yeah, I probably wouldn't put an ox in as a president, but I think you guys make excellent drill sergeant.
Drill sergeant. I've been a bit like that with my band.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we've been rehearsing, and I'm like very, very, you know, specific with them. Like, you know, during this 20-second bar on that, you dropped, and you should have waited, and you should have come in there. You know, I'm quite gentle, but I'm a bit bossy, I think. Yeah.
I'm sure Napoleon was.
So I like cows as well. Not in that way, but I mean, I do like cows. They're such a beautiful, gentle soul creature. Just by TARDIS just arrived, and a message back from Bernadette saying, we like him, don't we? She's beautiful, she's Welsh, and a very talented singer, and a thoughtful artist. And
oh, yeah, dogs sing good.
Dogs sing good.
No, I'm not kidding. Mariah Carey, born in the year of the dog, they have that high-pitched voice. the ones who are born in the year of the dog. Very, very talented singer.
Yeah. All right. Excellent. Yeah. Oh, they're coming in thick and fast now. Hey, this is from King. This is
3/31/1994. 3/31/1994. I can't born the year of the dog. Well, I mean, hey, if you're in a dog year, 2012 sucks. What can I do? You know, it is what it is. Everyone goes through it every 12 years. Deal with it. You know, as anyone born with that year, they're going to have a very, very refined sense of detail. Like, people born in the year of the dog, they can go in the room and just notice things that are not in order right away. They can just notice things. Great detectives. People born, as a matter of fact, some of the best detectives I've ever met in my life were born in the Year of the Dog. They have a keen way to observe things that most people don't. They're usually very loyal. You know, they have trouble in dragging years, though. People who are with that birthday, 1994, again, that's a 5-year, so, you know, expect a lot of travel in their life. From a birthday standpoint, they're born the same day as Al Gore and Michael Savage. You know, one's a rat, one's a horse, so that's why they're a little bit different, but they both have the same type of personalities, as in, he's gonna wanna work hard. You know, anyone born on the 31st, they had, you know, a lot of people just don't like working. It is what it is. People just don't like working. But people born on the 4th, 13th, 31st, they don't mind it. They'd rather be working than doing nothing, and he's gonna have to put in a lot of work in his life. The fact that he's born, 3 to 31, which means that he's in a 3-year cycle right now. And 3-year cycles, basically expect to run into a lot of people you haven't met in a while. But since you're in the dragon year and it's your 3-year cycle, expect to run into a lot of acquaintances, but you probably shouldn't be around them right now. It's, you know, basically, when you're at the level that I'm at, and not to sound cocky, but, you know, you can piece a few things together and you can tell exactly what could go wrong. And I'm telling this person right now, you know, you should watch your acquaintances very, very carefully this year. Also, yeah, this is going to be a very emotional month for you.
Another message coming in by TARDIS. Oh, yes. This is from the Leprechaun. Chris. 20 of March, 1983.
20 of March, 1983.
Yeah.
This person is extremely sensitive. This person is extreme. You know, sometimes they just want to appease people sometimes. You know, avoid conflict. You know, they'd rather appease someone than start a conflict. They're very intuitive. They can basically, you know, sense things that most people can't. Their dreams are absolutely crazy. If he actually learned how to interpret his dreams, that would definitely value his life a great deal. Because his dreams actually tell him the future, where, you know, he's born in the Pisces time, so that's definitely a plus when it comes to being very intuitive. Also, he's gonna have problems with his feet area. You know, just the main energy point, the way it is. Watch out in 2013, and say, because you're born in the Year of the Boar, that's the Year of the Snake. Also, 8 life path, lose, gain weight very easily. Any situation is going to be up and down your whole life. Obviously, very karmic. Be very careful next year. That's all I'm going to say.
Whoa. Chris, take care, mate. So these messages are coming in over my cell phone, and that's what the Doctor Who's. Do you know who Doctor Who is, Chris? Gary? What am I saying, Chris?
I've watched the show a few times, I guess.
All right, yeah, it's my ringtone for text messages, SMS you call them. Anyway, we have more. This is from Mother Mag. She's 26th of January, 1957.
26th of January.
Okay, see, it's always tough with people born in January, February, because you don't know what Chinese sign that is. You know, you always have to, because it switches every year at different dates. So without putting, because she could be born in the Year of the Rooster, or she could be born in the Year of the Monkey. So that would be, you know, I have to look at the exact date for me to
look. Okay, I'll apprise, I'm sure she'll hear this and say whether she's a rooster or a monkey. Because you'll probably have worked that out. So, yeah.
You said January 26th, 1957, right?
57, yeah.
Okay, this is obviously a woman who's very, very hardworking. You know, very disciplined. She likes having a routine, a safety net, you know, a law-abiding. Also, you know, sometimes she had some trouble with relationships throughout her whole life. her main energy spot is in her calf area. And you know, sometimes when you're in a bad mood or something, just massage your calves, or have your boyfriend or husband massage your calf area. That'll definitely put you in a much better mood. She likes to figure out how people tick. That's one of her favorite things to do, just to figure out how people tick. And like I said, since I don't have the Chinese astrology sign, some information is missing. But this year is definitely going to be a year of change for her. Expect her sexual energy to be peaked. Expect for her to travel and maybe move.
Okay, well, she's a monkey.
Okay, a monkey would be a little bit more witty than most people. They figure things out very quickly, and she had a bad year in 2010.
Right. So who we've got here? Did we have Chris Vortex, 30th of September, 1986?
30th of September, 1986.
Yeah.
Very adaptive, a type of person who does not like to deal with pressure too well. This person had a short attention span, a little bit about everything, get bored very quickly. High sex drive, extremely impulsive, tough year 2010. He's going to have a very good year 2014. This year is in the 5-year cycle, so this person again is going through a cycle of a lot of change, a lot of travel, and expect that sexual energy to be peaked until his next birthday hits. And try not to be impulsive. I mean, seriously, people in 86, they just jump into things.
I had a bike crash in 1986. I died and came back.
Oh, wow. Maybe I should be interviewing you.
What? So, 25th of January, 1986. That's the time when, you know, I sort of, and then I came back 3 weeks later.
Wait a second. You said it happened on the 25th, right?
25th, yeah. I know. It's a 7-day.
Yeah, injuries, right?
Yeah. Bad injuries. Really bad injuries.
That's how it happens, man.
So, where were we?
I would not be on my motorcycle if you own one on the 7th, 16th, and 25th. You are really playing with your life, being on a motorcycle one of those days. Or if you're in a 7-year cycle, get the hell off the motorcycle. I might have honestly just saved your life. One of the better numerologists in the world died on a motorcycle. It happened on a 7-day. And, you know, this is about 4 years ago, or maybe three. And I always wonder, like, why wasn't this guy smart enough to know not to ride a motorcycle on the 7-day? And then I figured, well, he just wasn't that good of a numerologist because he wouldn't figure it out. And I got to tell people, some people just don't understand the basic stuff. You know, here's another thing. I'm going to be very blunt with people. On my website, when people go buy readings, everything is in eights. When you buy a 20-minute reading, they're all broke down in things that make eight, like 53, 80, whatever the prices I have on there, 125, it all breaks down to eight. If you go to a numerologist on their website and you see their prices and they add up to different type of things, you know off top this numerologist isn't using the system they're selling themselves. Eight deals with money. Why would you mark your price as $7? Why? Or, make it 25. Or make it 52. Why? That's how you understand the actual numerologist doing their work. Here's another thing I'll say about numerologists. You don't need, if you don't get a reading from me, whatever. But if you want a good numerologist, go to someone who's born on a 7th, 16th, 25th, or who's a 7 or 11 path in total. They're the best of the best at this. It's that simple. The sevens get at a much deeper level.
Excellent. So the sevens really get it. But, so seven is about luck, isn't it? Because you're saying, either really good luck is going to happens with...
Sevens are not lucky. They just want you to think sevens are lucky. They're not lucky. the sevens are lucky for the casino.
They're welcome, yeah. Come in, have some drinks. Yeah.
Of course. Like, think about it. They're subconsciously getting people to gamble with the number seven, because when people see seven, they think gamble, 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 and they go to the casino. If you write casino on a to paper, it adds up to a 7. Cards in the deck, 52. Poker, again, what do people play? Poker begins with a P, 16th letter. It's all there.
Yeah. So, we have more. Here we go. Here we go. It's very good. Here we go. 5-6-1991.
5-6-1991. Okay, this person's going to be very responsible, home and family oriented. He's going to judge people by body language. It's going to be a skill he's just born with. He has the ability to tell people if they're aligned just by the body language. This year, he's going through being more of a loner since his birthday hit. Gaining a lot more knowledge. Watch out, definitely don't be on those bikes in the 7-year cycle. You're born in the year of the goat. Also, you're a 4 in total, which means you have to do a lot of hard work in life to succeed. You basically have to outwork people. If you don't outwork people, you're not going to make it. This person is probably going to end up being some sort of real estate or something like that. He definitely likes material possessions, in the banking sector, some kind of management position. He can't complain a little bit too much about his own problems. Definitely had a tough year in 2009 when I was ox year. Next tough year is 2021, just so you know. Also, if he ever has any health issues, watch for his tonsils. Yeah, that's probably where he has to check up with the doctor every once in a while. I'll just keep an eye on his tonsils.
Oh, that's great. So, now I think it kind of interrupted on this, but the 30th of September, 30th of 9th, 1996. No. 86. 1986. I got it right this time.
No, we did that one.
All right. Was it? All right. Okay. Where are we? Oh, yes.
9-29-1970. Okay. This person's going to be extremely bossy, extremely argumentative, should be extremely fit, in good shape, a born leader, highly emotional, can definitely, can see right through people's lives. A lot of masculine energy, awful lot of masculine. Should have been a very good athlete. Right now has a lot more responsibility, home and family issues. After a birthday, it's going to start cutting people off in their life. And, this is going to be somewhat of a tough year because, as I explained before, people born in 1958, 1970, 1982, 1994, those are dog years. So, it's going to be tough. It happens to everyone.
Yeah. We all get a little bit, eh? Well, there you go, Trem. What do you think? Here we go. November the 9th, 1950.
November the 9th, 1950. Yeah. Highly karmic money up and down her whole life. Should look a lot younger than her age. You're talking about someone who's 61, 62. This person looks a lot younger than their age. Can look in people's eyes and tell if they're lying. Extremely sexual. Still should be in very decent shape. I won't say that now, but definitely looks younger than her age. Was very impulsive when younger. Now, definitely mellowed out. But one thing I would say is been rich and poor throughout her life. Also highly adaptive, can adapt to any situation or anything very easily. People with those birthdays have to be very careful not to have bad influences around them.
Yeah, because this is that absorbent thing.
Yep.
Yeah. So, here's another one. This is from Nancy Sue. 3-7-1950. Yeah.
Okay, this is going to be a person who probably has a genius-level IQ. Extremely smart.
Oh, a 7, yeah.
Yeah, not only a 7, a double 7. Born on the 7th and a 7th life path. Now, usually you would say a person like this would, their body would be weak and, have aches and pains all the time. But see, that's not necessarily true with this 7 because she's born 1950, year of the tiger. Tigers definitely stay in better shape and are definitely a lot more muscular and, you know, stronger than a lot of other signs. Yeah, definitely tigers are, you know, tough. They say women tigers are the toughest to tame, and I can tell you that's 100% true, even more so than dragons. This person definitely has been a lot alone. I mean, you know, they want to be with someone, but they don't at the same time. You know, very intuitive in nature, somewhat psychic. I would also say that the best thing about, you know, their ability is they can actually have all the answers within. They just have to have the right question asked.
Okay. So, we're getting there. Any more? We've got about 15 minutes, so that's good for plenty of time. Gary is handling these things with rapid fire, rapid return. So this is Tobias and his 127.66.
127.66. Extremely open-minded, highly sexual. You said what day?
Sorry, 127.66.
That's all I need to know.
General.
This person has a sensitive intellect, which means they're you know, they know a lot of stuff, but they usually don't speak up because for fear that they will get criticized. Extremely stubborn nature. Will travel a lot throughout their life. This year is more about responsibility, home and family issues. Extremely adaptive. Don't need differences. This person is very smart, but, you know, they don't usually have the patience to follow anything through for too long. They learn very quickly, but the key with them is, you know, they don't always retain all the information they learn. I mean, they could get a straight A on a test and they'll forget everything, or at least half of it, next week.
Okay. It's, she's got a four. Her handle is Cuatro Zapatas, 4 feet. 05/19/1966.
Oh, 05?
Nine, yeah. Oh, sorry, May 19th.
1966.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a person who probably should have been a lawyer. Extremely stubborn, should have been in great shape throughout her life, argumentative, born leader, definitely someone who can, you know, handle a stressful situation. And boy, she's, you know, they've had them in life. This year, it's going to make or break them. Because ever since her birthday hit 3 months ago, that's basically when all the emotional energy started. It's been a roller coaster ride, but what they have to understand is, as much bad that comes this year, there'll be as much opportunity for good. The 11 is about extremes both ways. You know, a lot of bad things happen in 11 years, but, you know, a lot of players win championships for the first time in their 11 years. It goes both ways. So this is a make or break year, until your next birthday hits, that is. And that's when I always talk about years, so it's in cycles. I'll do numerology, just say, you know, when the new year hits, that's when basically it starts. But I do it by, from the birthdays. I want people to understand the difference. Yeah, you definitely have to watch that stubbornness. That would definitely get you in a lot of trouble, though. No, this person's stubborn just for the sake of being stubborn. I mean, it is what it is.
Bless her heart. Bless her heart. So, here's a good one. Somebody's whose girlfriend is Ice Miller. He did his ones before.
6/15/1991.
Yeah.
Extremely attractive, open-minded, responsive, very responsible. Probably going to do something in the real estate sector, or she's going to own some property in her life. Complains a little bit too much about her problems. She looks, you know, a great deal to her. Somewhat of a split personality. Her arms are going to be a little stronger than most girls. She's definitely going to have a little bit more definition in the arm area. Don't smoke, and it's because you have extremely weak lungs. So do not smoke in any way, especially cigarettes. Aww. Very, very bad for you, especially someone with that birthday. This is a money year, meaning ever since your birthday hit, it's been all about money issues. And, you know, I know you have a nice figure, but you can actually put on some weight this year.
Oh, bless her heart, lungs, and liver. So, to other girlfriends, 18th of September, 1968.
Extremely home and family oriented, very adaptive. She needs people around her. Also, she's been influenced a lot by friends. One of those, personalities where she's adapted so much throughout her life. Everyone who's been around her has a lot of influence on her personality. One thing I will say about her is she's helped a lot of people when she was younger, and she's got stepped on for it. And now she only helps people. She still helps people, but she only does it on her terms. Also, at her birthday, it's expected to do a lot more traveling.
Really? A lot more traveling?
After birthday.
After the birthday. How interesting.
And some of the energy could have hit already, but it's definitely going to peak after birthday.
Ah, very interesting. So, look forward to some traveling, baby. This is Ollie, who says, this show is great. If Gary has a moment, what about my birthday? August the 15th, 1963.
Oh, what's up, Napoleon? It's Napoleon's birthday. August the 15th, 1963. Okay, this person is a pocket psychologist. They do things on purpose to get reactions out of people. As a matter of fact, they enjoy that so much that, you know, they could, like, mess with someone's mind, and that would be great entertainment for them. Responsible, home and family oriented, definitely a leader in the pack. You know, she knows how to get attention. Tough years, 1993. Since your birthday hit this year, basically in the very beginning of your birthday hit, you had a lot of things you had to end. You had a completion cycle. Now you're in a new beginning cycle where you can start getting more independent, start doing more of the things that you want to do. You're not going to listen to anyone now. You're pretty much going with the flow in the beginning of the year. Now it's whatever you want to do. Can be selfish at times, but most people would never see that because she loves doing that pocket psychologist thing. Very good at it, too. But if she knows you for a while, she'll give you the shirt off her back. But very, very, can be a very sneaky individual.
Ooh. Little twist in the title.
You have to understand that everyone's born with a certain type of energy, and that she is exactly the way she should be.
Yeah.
Basically, she has a good mind for being a psychologist, and that's what she enjoys. So, you know, if someone's a psychologist, they're going to enjoy mind games at times. Uh-huh. That's what it is.
That's the way it is, yeah. So, we're coming up to the top of the hour and the end of the show. We've got, I think, one more little baby one, and this is a baby.
5/24/2007. 5/24/2007. Wow, that's
going
to be an old soul.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's young, in body, but definitely an old soul. Going to be responsible, home and family oriented. Going to be a great athlete and someone emotional. Got to watch that too. Be careful with the babies in 2007 and in 2013, because obviously that's born in the year of the boy, and that's a big year. In my opposite year cycle, when I was 6 years old, I spilled a whole bunch of scalding water on me and I had to be rushed to the hospital. Now, obviously, I didn't know about what happened, why it happened then, but now I know. So just little things to watch out for when people are 6 years old.
All right, so what it would be, it'll be six and then...
six, it'll be like this.
Six and
when
13?
When people are 5 to 6 years old, between 17 and 18, between 29 and 30, between 41 and 42, between 53 and 54, between 65 and 66, between 77 and 78 years old. That's when people gotta watch out.
Wow.
Astrology-wise.
There you go, people. There you go. Years to retire for a while. Go on a sabbatical. Is that why people take
it? Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. It doesn't matter who you are, how powerful you are. I can tell. You know how many presidents I've called? They're going to fail or, certain times. I remember the first one I looked at was President Musharraf in Pakistan. He was born on the 11th. Big surprise. but he was also born in 1941, the year of the snake. He started having problems in 2007, the year of the pig. I mean, it's so obvious how this stuff works. You know, the fact that this is taught in school is nothing but pathetic ignorance, in my opinion. You know, so much information out there, and these people are studying nonsense.
Right. Okay. Well, I've got, there's one coming by our TARDIS here. 19th of December, 1958.
19th of December, 1958. Now, see, this person's at the 9th life path, but they're born in the 19th, which is a 1. So, you know, they are adaptable, but they're also born later because they have that one energy. They have the combination of both. Yeah. That's why when you say, you know, some person is a 9, well, you aren't born later. Well, the ones born on the 1st, 10th, 19th, and 28th, well, they'll have a problem with you saying that because that's not exactly true. This person is having a tough year again, born 1958. That's the year of the dog. This person is very blunt, can be in your face, very, very argumentative. Sagittarius's, especially the ones born on the 1st, 10th, 19th, especially the women. I can always tell a woman, you know, Sagittarius, if they're wearing, you know, a short skirt or something. You could always tell by the legs. Also, this person is can be a traveler throughout their life. Most people I've noticed, astrology-wise, who are foreigners in different lands are Sagittariuses.
Yeah, that's yeah, I can get that. So, this is funny. Somebody's just asked, what about 21st of December 2012?
1-2-2-1-2-0-1-2 add up to an 11, right?
Do they?
Yeah, don't, you know, it's one of those 11 days. Don't worry, this is, you know, Hollywood wants everyone to think it's coming to an end. 2013 is the big year. 2013 is the big year. Trust me.
Uh-huh. There's a good one. So, now I've got another TARDIS message here. Let me just see if I can adjust the matrix controller and get back to it. Alright, what about general numerology of 2012 and seeing if it's an opportunity or a preparation year for what importantly will manifest in 2014?
It's going to be very, very difficult to stop what's coming in 2013, because I think there's going to be a currency collapse, and that's going to be very difficult to prepare for. So obviously, having said that, people prepare the best way they can. I think there's going to be a new sort of monetary system next year, and I think the Federal Reserve is in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I imagine they would. That's right. And what about today? You know, today's show, is it in a good point? I mean, say we create the archive of this. Is that likely to pick up lots of listeners, or is it likely to be forgotten?
Well, on 5 days, fives are about entertaining. Entertainer starts with E, fifth letter. So, I know I'm hoping that, you know, a little bit of wisdom plus entertainment, and people, you know, will definitely tune in. It's best to do these things on 5 days, 7 days. I wouldn't recommend doing this on a 4 day.
Interesting. So
I deal with people all the time. You know, they want when the good day to start a business. Someone recently asked me what's a good name for their child, and you know, people won't want to know that type of stuff. You know, when it comes to the stock market, I do a lot of stuff there too. But it all deals with numbers. Numbers are the universal language in the world.
Absolutely. I mean, it's been an absolutely fascinating conversation with you, Gary. A bit of the esoteric at the beginning and a bit of practical in the second hour. A good format. Would you be interested in doing that again?
Yeah. Whenever you want, you know, just get me on Facebook, send me an email like we do, and we'll definitely, you know.
Sure. Fantastic. I'm sure people will ask you ask for you back as well.
Yeah, and if people want to find me on Facebook, just Gary the Numbers Guy, Google my name, go straight to my website, Gary the Numbers Guy. I'm on Twitter as Numerology Now. I offer numerology readings by phone or Skype, and I also do numerology classes for numerology and Chinese astrology. I do offer numerology classes on that, but that's only for Skype, not on the phone.
That's brilliant. So, Gary the Numbers Guy. Your first return to ever beyond. It was a delight and a pleasure and an honor. I hope
well, thank
see
you very
again.
Much.
You're very
thank
welcome.
You very much for the kind words.
And you're from GaryTheNumbersGuy.com.
.net. But like I said, just Google Gary the Numbers Guy, jump on Facebook, I'm there.
All right, okay, good thing we got there. Okay, so there we go.